and two of the Talmidim of the Balei Tanya. One of them was known as Reb Zalman of Dobruvne. The other one was known as Reb Pinchas of Shklov. These two Talmidim, they were Gedolim B'Toyr and Avodah and Chassidus. In addition also, they're extremely, they had a Shleimus, and they excelled in the midst of tzedakah, in giving tzedakah. In the Tzvoa of Reb Zalman, he found written, he said that he has no schus to rely on when the Yom HaDin comes, except, he says, the koyach of the Rebbe, he says, and the koyach of tzedakah. He was a Yidden Oysher. So the way that he had it is, he had money assigned in different boxes. He had boxes that were labeled. In certain boxes he had copper coins, certain boxes he had silver coins, and certain boxes he had gold coins. And the way it worked was, when an Oni came in order to receive tzedakah, so he would decide, you know, he would assess it, evaluate the Oni, and he would decide from which box he should give to this particular Oni. The way he would do it is, once he decided which box, he would stick his hand into the box, and whatever came out in the first try, that's what he gave. Because he didn't count it, b'chol. Didn't have a cheshbon giving kavakach. The cheshbon was, do I give him from this box, do I give him from that box, and so on. So he stuck his hand into the box, and he gave it. That was Reb Zalman. Reb Pinchas, he was also Yidden Oysher. So he once went, and he traveled to see how Reb Zalman gives tzedakah. When he saw his seder, he did the same thing. He also designated in his place many boxes. One silver, one copper, and one gold. When the nani came, he stuck his hand in, stopped counting. Whatever came into his hand, that's what she gave. So when he came to the Rebbe, Pinchas came to the Rebbe, so he says to the Rebbe, you know, he says, I learned a new derech in giving tzedakah, he said, from Reb Zalman. But he said, there's one difference between me and Reb Zalman. He says, Reb Zalman, he says, doesn't open his hand after he stuck it in to see how much there is. I at least want to count it, but I still give it, he says. I want to know what I'm giving. Another inyan is very interesting, that when the Balei Tanya came the first time to Mezrich, to the Magid, he spent about a year and a half. And then he went home for a short while, and he went back again. On the way back, he visited the Pinchas of Koritz, the Pinchas of Koritzer. Pinchas of Koritz was the contemporary of the Baal Shem Tov. And Pinchas was mekabel him with ahava and b'chiba, and he asked him to remain by him. Stay by me. In other words, don't go to the Magid. Stay by me. Mm-hmm. And he says, and I'll teach you, he says, Sichas Oifis, Sichas Dekolim, Masa Bereshis, and Maisa Markova. I'll teach you myriad things. I'll teach you to understand the speech. When you hear birds chirping, you'll understand the Sichas Oifis, as the Gemara tells us about Rabbi Yochanan in Masechta Sukkah. I'll teach you Sichas Dekolim, to understand the messages that the trees, as they rustle in the wind, and what the message they're conveying, which the Gemara also talks about. Sichas Oifis, Sichas Dekolim, Masa Markova, Masa Bereshis. And the Balei Tanya says, what a Yid really has to know is really one thing. The important thing is to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the more and all the deeper. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Yochid Lamalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Yochid Lamato. And that you learn in Mezrich, you learn it very well. He says, good enough, he says. I don't need a new yeshiva, I don't need a new Rebbe. As soon as he comes back to Mezrich, without saying anything, the Magid says to him, Reb Pinchas wanted to teach you Sichas Oifis, Sichas Dekolim, we will teach you Yochid Hashem. B'Shemayim, he says in the bottom. Mamish, exactly the same tshuva that the Tanya gave to Reb Pinchas Lekaritzer. That, in fact, is what the Magid said as soon as he came into the house. Interesting thing is that many years later, while Tanya already became known as a renowned Rebbe, so once he traveled with his einikel, who was later on to become known as the Tzemach Tzedek, and there were birds flying around and chirping. So the Balei Tanya sticks his head out of the wagon for a short while, and then he says to his young einikel, to the Tzemach Tzedek, he says, you know, he says, when the birds chirp, he says, there's communication. They also have their own olive base. Somebody who has a good chush hashmiya, he says, and a good tfisa, is able to understand what they're saying. So it means that without going through a Pinchas Lekaritzer, Lamaisi was oichet to that too. Although he said, Medafis Neshubim, but Lamaisi did not lose out at all by going to the Magid. Where we go now, we begin actually Perek Dalet. We take a look now further into the Tanya. We give it to Tanya. Tanya says, the beginning of Perek Dalet, the Tanya says, V'oid yesh l'chol nefesh elikis shloisha levushim. The Tanya says that in addition, V'oid, what's V'oid? V'oid is Ha'isofet, what was learned in Perek Gimel. So the Tanya says, V'oid, in addition to the Eser Sfiris, was mentioned that every neshama, first of all, consists of three chalakim, nefesh, ruach, and neshama, and each one of these levels, let's remember, consists of the Eser Sfiris, the 10 faculties, or the 10 divine traits, which is Chochmah, Bina, Das, and then the Zayin Midas, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisoid, Malchus. So that is on three levels. In other words, all of these 10, exist on the level of nefesh. All of these 10 exist on the level of ruach and on the level of neshama. So v'oid, besides, on top of the Eses Sfiris, right, that every neshama, the divine neshama, the nefesh elikis, it has, in addition to that, it also has shaloisha levushim, literally meaning it has three garments, three levushim. What it means to say is, in a simple mashal to understand it, is in the same way that a body, a guf, has levushim, it has clothes. And the idea of the levush, when a person puts on clothes, the levush is the expression, actually, of what the person is. People wear clothes according to the way they like to express themselves. Certainly the youth do that. So the idea is, a person, by the way that he dresses, you have a shtickle idea of basically of how he expresses himself and how he wants to present himself. Clothes, by the way, is considered to be something that shows the cheshivas o'odom. For example, as the Gemara says in Bavikama, Daf Tzadik Aleph, on the base, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Kori Lemone Mechabdusa. Rabbi Yochanan used to refer to clothing as Mechabdusa. It means that that's something that's Mechabed the person. Obviously, when a person can afford it, he buys more expensive clothes. By the type of clothes that he wears, you can see that he's, at least, where his standing is, where his madrega is in society. And so on. Certainly, if he has a special uniform, that uniform will denote, and that will be a maramokim, exactly what the station of this person in life is. So clothing is the way that a person expresses himself and shows the cheshivas odom. So in the same way also, the same with the neshama, the nefesh elikis, which is the divine soul, the nefesh elikis also has various levushim through which the neshama expresses itself. The neshama expresses itself in the manner of three levushim. And it's with these three levushim which the neshama is able to express itself, because it's able to come across and give its energies out. The energies of the neshama. Neshama is a spiritual thing, but the neshama is clothed in a guf, and the guf basically is a levush to the neshama in three ways, in three functioning ways. The neshama expresses itself, and as the Tanya goes on to point out, and he says that sheheim machshava dibur umaisa shel taryag mitzvah atayre. These levushim, these garments that we're talking about, that the neshama has, these are machshava, which is the thought, which is dibur, which is speech. Umaisa, what type of machshava dibur umaisa are we talking about? We're talking about machshava dibur umaisa shel taryag mitzvah atayre, as they find expression through the taryag mitzvahs. The only type of levush that the neshama is interested in and really does justice to the neshama, as opposed to tearing it down, as somebody put on garbage clothes, you know, because soiled clothing, the neshama, in order to have proper levushim, as the person's looking for fine fabric, the garments, the three types of garments, the three types of levushim that are considered to be the garments of the machshava, are machshava dibur maisa, as a man uses his machshava and his dibur and maisa in the kiyum of all the taryag mitzvahs. As he goes on to point out, the Tanya goes on to point out how the neshama expresses itself through these three levushim. How does the neshama express itself through machshava dibur maisa? How does it take place? Lamaisa. Practically speaking, how does this expression come about? A, in regard of machshava; B, dibur and maisa. So the Tanya goes on to say as follows. He says, "Kishe ha'odom mekayim b'maisa kol mitzvus maisius." You notice he says, "Kishe ha'odom." Agav in the Meforish Tanya is brought down that odom itself, the three letters of odom, aleph, dalet, mem, the aleph, which is the ois hamuvla, the aleph is the silent letter. Many times, as it is written, it's muvla b'mivto in its expression. Right? You can have an aleph in a word, and actually, it doesn't. You don't. It's a silent letter. Aleph is keneged machshava. Dalet is Dibur, and Mem is Maise. These are the three things. These are the three faculties. These are the three Levushim. Shekisheho Odom. Tanya is talking about Odom, and he uses the Loshon Odom specifically. Because the terminology of Odom itself, the makeup of Odom, what makes up Odom is man uses these three faculties. His Machshove he uses, which is represented by the Aleph, and the Dalet, which is Dibur. Dalet stands for Dibur, and the Mem stands for Maise. Just to point out, the Maral says the Dovah Niflo, which I believe maybe we touched upon it just a few weeks ago, maybe in the Chumash here. The Maral points out that the reason when Moshe Rabbeinu says that now we realize Ochenoida Adovar, he says now we realize we're Yidden Aaron Golas, and Moshe Rabbeinu says because as Rashi points out, he saw that Yeshlem Dilitoyrin, he sees that they have Yidden informers, we're Yidden inform one against the other, things that should remain hidden, right? So they go and they inform. I see that there are Moisrin, I see there are Yidden who basically reveal things that should not be revealed. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, now I know why they are in Golas. The Maral goes on to point out and develops the theory, and he says the difference between Golas and Geula is because he said to be Zoyche, to Geula, you cannot live a Chitzonius de Galife. Oilam Hazeh is Chitzonius. Everything is on the outside. There's no Pnimius. There's lack of Pnimius. On the other hand, Geula. Geula is something which is Me'en Oilam Habo. Oilam Habo is something which is a Dover Shebetzina, something which is hidden. When Yidden live a life of Pnimius, then it can be Zoyche to Geula. The Maral says because Geula comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from a Mokim Seser, from a hidden spot. The source of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua comes from a Mokim Seser. So if a person lives a life of Pnimius, a hidden life, so to speak, then it can be Zoyche to Geula. The problem is why we are in Golas is because we live a life of Chitzonius, which that is Olam Hazeh. So we are in Golas. The secret of Geula is to live a life of Pnimius and to abandon a life of Chitzonius. He says, Umas Oilam, the Goy Shevel, says the Maral, they live a life of Chitzonius, they are Oilam Hazeh. Therefore, he says, we know the word Cain, in Lashon Kodesh, Cain means, this is it. Cain is something that you can see, right? You point to something, you say, Cain, right? This is so. It's a Dover Shebegolui. Cain, says the Maral, is Gematria 70, Keneged the Shivim Umois. Because the Shivim Umois, they live a life of Chitzonius, that's Cain. Something which is open, something which is clear, which is represents Chitzonius. That's Cain. Klal Yisrael, on the other hand, says the Maral, are compared to the Yois Aleph, because Aleph is the secret of Yois, is the hidden Yois. Aleph is the silent letter, is the one that's Muvla B'Mipto, which sometimes you can't even hear the expression of the Aleph. The Klal Yisrael is compared to an Aleph, because there are people of Pnimius. Also, says the Maral, if you take the word Aleph and you rearrange the letters, what do you have? Pele, Aleph. Rearrange the letters, Aleph is Pele. What does Pele mean? Ki Yepole Mimcha Dovar. Ki Yepole means when it's hidden from you, concealed. So Klal Yisrael says the Maral is compared to an Aleph. What happens when Klal Yisrael abandon their character traits and instead of being a Pnimius Dige people, they become a Chitzonius Dige people? Then instead of being a nation of Aleph, they become connected to Cain. That's Ochein, says the Maral. Ochein is where the Aleph of the Bnei Yisrael have become connected with the practices and the lifestyle of the Goyim. Aleph comes together with Cain. Oh, Ochein Noida Hadovar. If they live a Chitzonius Dige life, then they are not worthy of Geula, because Geula deserves only when you conduct yourself in a way of Pnimius. Kozman, you're still connected to Chitzonius, then that's Golus, that's not Geula. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. I see that the Aleph, which is a representative of the Bnei Yisrael, has become connected to Cain. It became Ochein Noida Hadover. That's the Maral. In any case, so we have here, it says the Tanya, Shekishu'odom Mikayim, B'maise Komitzis Maisius. When a person actively fulfills all of the mitzvahs, which require, he's talking about physical action. In other words, he puts on tefillin, he shakes a lulav, he eats a matzah. Right? So that is the expression, that's how he creates a levush within the oifen through the medium of maisa. So the idam maisa, when a person uses his maisa to be mikayim all the tayag mitzvahs, that's shaykh to do with a maisa. So amelo, that is the aspect of maisa. Then ube dibur. Then comes the idea of dibur. Dibur is who oisik b'ferish kol tayag mitzvahs v'hilchoseyem. How is dibur utilized? Dibur utilizes means a person takes the power of speech and he occupies it by learning the various halachas with each and every mitzvah. You have tayag mitzvahs, so you have a lot of Torah. You have a lot of halachas to be taught and to be learned within each and every mitzvah. That's how a person uses his faculty of dibur regarding the tayag mitzvahs. The tayag mitzvahs b'maisa. How do you have Tariq Mitzvahs B'dibur? Studying the Tariq Mitzvahs. Studying the Tariq Mitzvahs, that's how you have, again, Tariq Mitzvahs in the area. area of Dibur. So a person that can use his speech, right, for Divrei Torah, so that's how he fulfills the aspect of Dibur. Tanya goes further and says, Ube Machshava, how does one use and express the faculty of Machshava? Ma Machshava means Hu Masik. With the power of Machshava, he basically comprehends Kol Masha Epshel Elahasik. Whatever that he is capable of understanding, the power of this HaTorah. You know that the Torah is basically divided onto four levels. You can take every Pasuk in Chumash, literally. You can take every Pasuk in Chumash, not even every Pasuk in Chumash, you can take every letter in Chumash, you can take every word in Chumash, and understand it on four different levels. Pardes is basically Rosh HaTevis, as you know, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid. Pshat, of course, means the plain meaning of the word, that's always Pshat. And then you have Remez. Remez is what's implied indirectly. It may be through many ways it could be implied. It could be intimated, it could be either through form of Gematria. Sometimes it might be intimated through forms of Rosh HaTevis, and so on and so forth. Different systems of how the Torah brings a remez. And then, of course, then you have the drush, which is the homiletical explanation. And then you have soid, which is the esoteric meaning. So these are basically the four levels. So the Tanya says, Hare klolois, if a person, again, fulfills, machshava dibur maisa, all in Taryag Mitzvahs, he does all the Maisa of the Taryag Mitzvahs, the Maisa, actively. He's involved with the Taryag Mitzvahs, right, with Dibur, by studying all of the Taryag Mitzvahs. He's involved again in Taryag Mitzvahs with Machshava. And in Machshava, he says, we're talking about thought, you're talking about on four levels. It's not enough for one level. Basically, depending on each person, according to his capability. Some people, of course, can go much deeper, have a greater understanding, a deeper understanding. But that's what the Tanya says. But every person, what's demanded of a person is only according to his capabilities. So the Tanya says, "B'machshava hu masik kol masha efshel elahasik." As long as he uses his power of thought, right, to be able to comprehend all that he is capable of understanding, the pardis and the four levels of Torah, if he achieves that, the ma'ase b'dibur machshava, so the Tanya says, "Harei klolos taryag evarei nafshoi melubashim mitayag mitzvah satayrit." That it means that all of the 613 organs, Eivorim, he says, of his neshama, are basically clothed in the Taryag Mitzvahs. What the Tanya now is telling us, Rabbi Isai, is something new again. And that is, we know, which is something which is written out a lot in the Mefarshei HaTorah, that just as we have the Torah, the Taryag Mitzvahs, which is made up of Ramach Mitzvah Sese, 248 Mitzvahs Sese, and you have Shesot, 365 Mitzvahs Lois Sese, the same HaKadosh Baruch created the human body. The human body also has Ramach Eivorim, 248 organs, which are Keneged, the Ramach Mitzvah Sese, corresponding to that. And then we have the Shiso Gidim, right, which are 365 Gidim, which correspond to the 365 Loisuses. Tanya tells us the Neshama also, it's not only the Guf. The Neshama, in its spiritual sense, has also 613 spiritual organs. The Neshama itself has Ramach Eivorim, and also has Shiso Gidim. And when a person learns Torah, all of the Taryag Mitzvahs, each mitzvah of the Torah, A, corresponds to a different organ in the Guf. It is from that mitzvah that the organ receives its sustenance, receives its Koyach Chiyus, its vitality. What gives the Koyach Chiyus to each individual Eiver is that particular mitzvah that corresponds to the Eiver, because there's Ramach, the 248 mitzvahs, the 248 Eivorim. So each Eivor in the human body receives chiyus from that particular mitzvah in the Torah which it corresponds to. Continues from there, the exact same way, the Nisham also. Every organ within the Nisham also has Taryag, Ramach, Eivorim, and Shesogidim. Every mitzvah of the Taryag mitzvah gives chiyus to that chelik of the Nisham, to that organ in the Nisham, to that Eivor of the Nisham, which corresponds to that particular mitzvah. But what the Tanya is telling us, that in order for the Neshama to really be able to receive all of its vitality, all of its power, all of its energy from the Taryag Mitzvahs in the Torah, it has to be on three levels. In other words, being that there's Dibur, Machshava, and Maisa, in order for the Neshama not to be deficient, but the Neshama to have proper garments, like somebody, you know, has an undershirt and you don't have a shirt. So you may have a chelik of your Levush, but it's far from being complete. Or let's say you have a shirt, but maybe you don't have the suit or the black hat. So you're missing. So you don't have the entire levush. The same way comes, we're regarding the mitzvahs ha-Torah, that you may have tariag mitzvahs, lamoshul, you may have tariag in maise, but you're lacking in dibur. Or you may have in dibur, but you're lacking in machshove. Or vice versa, you may have it in machshove and lacking in the other area. Then the neshama is missing its levushim, it's missing its garments, and will not be able to receive the proper energy and the proper chiyus from that particular mitzvah. Because each mitzvah expresses itself in three ways. Each mitzvah expresses itself side b'maise, it expresses itself b'dibur, and it expresses itself with machshove. And the neshama needs all three areas in order to be fulfilled. That's what the Tanya says over here. The hare klolius tariag evore nafshoi. You see? That the nefesh itself also has tariag. Not only the guf has tariag, of course the Torah we know has tariag mitzvah. And we know the guf also has tariag. Remach evorim shesogidim. But the Tanya says, once you have fulfilled with through machshove, dibur, and maaseh, you have fulfilled, as we said, all the tariag mitzvahs. On three levels you fulfill the tariag mitzvah, through maaseh, and through dibur, and through machshove. Then, he says, then all, now, hare kololis tariag evorim nafshi, now you gave, right? Now you gave a tikkun to all of the evorim. Because otherwise, if you're lacking in a certain mitzvah that you did not complete the course, then that Eber of that Neshama is missing that mitzvah. And in order to have fulfillment, each and every Eber needs the mitzvah that corresponds to that Eber. And how does it have that mitzvah? It needs that mitzvah, the Machshove, the Maise, and it needs it B'dibur. Only after all that, again, says the Tanya, Harei Kololis Taryagi Evorin Nafshi, now all of the 613 Evorim of his Nefesh are fulfilled. Are Meluboshim, that basically that they are clothed with tayag mitzvahs ha-Torah. So when through the gimel levushim, again, when through these three garments, namely maisa, machshava, in dibur, when through these three garments the neshama is successful in embracing all of the tayag mitzvahs, if the neshama is successful in embracing the tayag mitzvahs through the three garments, which means sai both in machshava and in dibur and in maisa, so then the neshama, each organ of the neshama is basically fulfilled, because now it is clothed with each mitzvah. It's clothed with each mitzvah. It's the mitzvahs that basically, which the neshama needs. And it's the three garments, which is used as the metaphor, as the moshul is, the maisa, which is one garment, fulfilling the tariag mitzvahs through maisa, fulfilling the tariag mitzvahs through machshavah, fulfilling the tariag mitzvahs through dibur. But we should take a look at the sheet Rabbi Yisai a little bit, and see what the Tanya is saying here, how it corresponds to a number of places that we find the Sifrei Chassidus. Let's just take a look at a few lines. First of all, as Reb Tzadik HaKohen, the first item. Tzadik HaKohen relates it also to one other area. This is in Tzidkes HaTzadik, Ois Reish Samach Gimel. In the middle, Reb Tzadik says, he says, Ukefi levushin demachshove dibur omaise, kachem bigdei koyen godel. Reb Tzadik HaKohen develops a very interesting thesis, fascinating thesis. By the way, you notice Reb Tzadik also uses the lashon ukifi levushim de machshove dibra maisa. Machshove dibra maisa are levushim, are garments. The exact lashon that we see here in the Tanya, that the Tanya is referring to the three levushim that the neshama has, is maisa, right? Dibur and machshove, of course, within this tariag mitzvah. But the description of dibur, machshove, maisa, they are called levushim, because the neshama clothes itself, right, in all of the maisa hamitzvah, all the dibur related to Torah, tayag mitzvah, and all of the machshava related to tayag mitzvah. Tzadik also uses the loshim. Ukefi levushin the machshava dibur maisa, kachem big de koin godel. But Tzadik draws a parallel to the begodim of the koin godel, and he analyzes, he says, the function, if you'll notice, of each of the big de koin godel. What we have here, just a number, we don't go through all of them, but just what's negay to our situation, we brought down Rav Tzadik, as he says, Chazal say that each and every one of the Big Day Kehuna give kapora in a different area. When the Kohen Gadol wears the Big Day Kehuna, so he bestows kapora, he bestows atonement in different areas that need atonement. Each levush, each garment of the Kohen Gadol gives kapora in a certain area. How so? Says Reb Tzadik as follows. Ki begodim, he says, shetzivsa ha-Torah. Because the begodim that the Torah commanded that the Kohen Gadol to wear, because begodim, what's begodim? Begodim is a levush. Dibur Maisa Machshav is also a levush. So therefore, the begodim that the Kohen Gadol wears correspond to Dibur Machshav and Maisa, says Reb Tzadik. Just like Dibur Machshav and Maisa is the levush, they happen to be the levush of the neshama. In the same way, the bidei kohen, of course, are levushim. Literally speaking, they are levushim. So mamela, he says, the begodim that the Torah was metzavah, aroimzim v'nasim, he says, mikoyach machshava dibur umaisa hamalbish nishmosa. In a certain sense, he says, that the begodim represents the machshava dibur umaisa, which these are the levushim that clothe the neshama. When the Kohen Gadol, every aspect of the machshava of the Kohen Gadol, the dibur of the Kohen Gadol, the ma'isa of the Kohen Gadol is rak l'chaper. So the bidei kohuna, which correspond to machshava dibur ma'isa, are supposed to bring kapar in these areas, in the areas of machshava and dibur ma'isa. Namely, says the tzaddik as follows. He says umitznefes. He says when the Kohen Gadol puts on the mitznefes, which is the headgear, right? When the Kohen Gadol puts on the mitznefes shalaroish, that's nase mimachshava demoyach. That's on the head. What's the head represented it? The head is the moyach. That's the mind. That's the machshava. U'mechaper al gasas haruach. The Gemara tells us in Erechin that the mitznefes is mechaper and gasas haruach. Gaive. Gaive comes from the moyach. Shezeu ma'amoyach kenoida, as it is known. Because the kovet, gaive, kovet, honor, these are all emotions which are connected, which are one connected with the other. Kovet comes, that's neged moyach. As I wrote in another place concerning Alkino Tavi the Kovet, right? The Mishnah novice talks about these three mushkes the gemidois, right? Alkino Tava Kovet Moitzin and Sodom and Oilom. The tzaddik says and makes references that these three midois, kina, these negative midois, kina, jealousy, taiva, and kovet, shehem keneged moyach leiv the kovet. This corresponds, right, in the three aspects of the human body where they generate from. Different midos generate, different emotions generate from different parts of the body. So in the same way that we have moyach leiv in kovet, which the Rosh HaTevis is melech, melech is mem, is moyach, lamed is leiv, and the chof is kovet, right? And therefore the Sefer Chassidus writes it should be in that order. The moyach should be shoylet al alev. The moyach should be dominant on the leiv, because the heart desires things which is not labdavke in accordance with the derech of the Torah. But the moyach is the seichel. And hopefully that the seichel will be the dominant force in guiding the person. The person will not be guided by his instincts. The person will not be guided by his desires. Halev chaymed, right, is the lev that desires. Melech is moyach first, then comes lev, and kovet. Kovet is the liver. And that brings kinah from. The tzaddik says, k'mash kastati b'mokemacher, that happens to be in the Sefer Dover Tzedek, which is another Sefer for tzaddik. So in the Sefer Dover Tzedek, the tzaddik says there that lev is connected taiva, because it says halev chaymed. Being it says halev choymet, the lev desires, Rashi says in the Chumash, the Surah Achre Levavchem, Achre Nechem, so Rashi says, Ayin Roye, the halev choymet. It's the Surah Achre Levavchem, right? Achre Nechem, the eye sees, the halev choymet, the lev desires. The Tzaddik says, so lev is keneged taiva. So we talk about kine vatave vakovet, right? So lev is keneged taiva, and kovet, which is honor, right? So that's keneged the moyach, that's keneged the moyach. And then you have kina is from the kovet, from the liver, that generated from the liver. So the mitznefes, which is that's on the head, right? That's to be mechaper of those traits that the moyach brings out, and that is honor. Person seeks honor, right? That comes gasas haruach or gaiva. These aspects come from the moyach. Next we have the avnet. The avnet, of course, which is the gartel. So the avnet that the Kohen Gadol wears is the cross, right? Is right under the heart. So it's al-hira halev. The Gemara says that. It's a mechapra al-hira halev. Says Reb Tzaddik, listen, Reb Tzaddik develops. He says that really is connected with dibur. Why is it connected with dibur? How is it connected with dibur? If it's connected halev, how is it connected with dibur? Look what Reb Tzaddik says. Ki haloshen shliach halev v'nimshich minarotzen shebalev. Because what is dibur? Dibur reveals that which a person has in his heart. So the lashon, the power of speech, is the shliach of the lev. The lev can't talk, but if a person wants to reveal, right, what he has in his heart, so what is the mouthpiece of the heart? That's the dibur. Dibur is the mouthpiece. That's what expresses. That's how the heart expresses itself. Very interesting lashon, that the lashon is the shliach halev. That is the shliach of the heart. So when you say that the avnet is mechaper al hira halev, the tzaddik says that is mitzad dibur. That's connected from the dibur, which reveals really what a person has in his heart. And mechnesayim. And finally, the Kohen Gadol, he goes on further, but I'm stopping with these three. Mechnesayim, which are the pants, is halamaisa. That's keneged maise. So we're dealing out with machshava, right? Dibur and maise. Machshava, that's the mitznefes. That's keneged machshava. The avnet, which is keneged halev, that's referring to dibur, which is the shliach of the lev. And ultimately, michnasayim, that's the maise. Because the soifa maise, who? What's it say over here? It's a very big mistake, Rabbi Sai. In the old print, it said gimel ayin. This person who printed it, supposed to be Gil Arayis. What a mistake. Gil Arayis in Gan Eden. But this is a drastic mistake. If someone just buys this print, this latest print, and he sees this, he'll break his head and go to all his Rosh Hashivas, and no one will figure out what's going on here. The Tzaddik said, Mr. Saim is the Mice of Gan Eden. It didn't say Gan Eden. It said, the Gimel Ayin is Gil Arayis. And that's the Gemara, really. The Gemara Neirachin said. Mr. Saim is the Gim Chapra on Arayis. So, Manele. The Tzaddik says, because Vizehu Ikar Averis. Because the Tzaddik says the source of Averis is from Arayis. Arayis is the motivation of everything. You know what Chazal say? Ad kadei kach. It says, Loihoi Yisrael, Klal Yisrael were not ru'uyim. He said, to make an egel at all. And you find many times in the history of Klal Yisrael that they were looking for Avodah Zarah. So Chazal say they were smarter than that. They had enough, they knew already. They had enough experience to know that all of these Avodah Zarah are false. Avodah Zarah was the excuse to engage in Gilu Arayis. So say Chazal. So that's the source of all the Averis, all the Averis, all the things, all the, is able to find somehow of all these parties and all these situations, ultimately to lead to Gilu Arayis. That's really the Seif Maiser. That's the Iker Maiser. V'lochein Koyrim B'yom Kippurim says Reb Tzaddik, very interesting thing. That's why on Yom Kippur, what do we read by Mincha, which Parsha? Parsha's Arayis, K'meshomru Zechroinim Levrocha. In other words, being that Yom Kippur is supposed to atone for all of the Averis, what is the source, what's the Makar of all the Averis? It's Gilu Arayis. In one way or another, higher level, lower level, different madrigas in Gilu Arayis. But that's what it's from. That's what it is. So again, the Tzaddik develops the thought about the Big Day Kahuna, which Chazal say they come to be Mechaper. But if you analyze the Shayrish of all of these things, one is connected to Dibur, one is connected to Machshava, and one is connected to Maise. So Kaponim, again, as we see here with the Tanya, Taki pointed out that these are the Levushim. These are the Levushim, the different aspects of the body. These are the different faculties. And Mamela, the neshama, in order to receive proper fulfillment, it has to be fulfilled in all of these three areas: in dibur, machshav, and maaseh. In regarding to tarei mitzvahs, though, all the tarei mitzvahs that a person can perform with maaseh, all the tarei mitzvahs a person can perform with machshav, and all the tarei mitzvahs they can do with dibur. So now we go on to show you a very, very fascinating Or HaChaim HaKodesh. Go very quickly. Let's see here. Very fascinating Or HaChaim HaKodesh in Parshas Ekev. On the pasuk it says kol ha-mitzvah. You notice it says loshen yochid. It should say kol ha-mitzvahs. Doesn't say kol ha-mitzvahs. Kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcho hayom tishmeru la'asos leman tichyun. Let's take a look at the Or HaChaim HaKodesh. Kol ha-mitzvah. Tzorach l'das ma mitzvah hizois. If it says loshen yochid, it seems it's referring to one particular mitzvah. What is that particular mitzvah? It says loshen yochid. Hoid. Halei kvar omar, the pasuk, the parasha begins ekev tishmum u'shmartem vasisem. The Torah already talks about being mekayim all the mitzvahs. Uma mokrim lachzer loimer kol ha-mitzvah. What's the idea of mentioning again here kol ha-mitzvah? Says the Or HaChaim HaKodesh. Ochein hein ha-ish Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying this. Moshe Rabbeinu was the smartest teacher. Moshe Rabbeinu knew better than anybody else. He knew human nature. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Klal Yisrael. Says Or HaChaim HaKodesh as follows. Ochein hein ha-ish Moshe hiskil b'libois b'nei yodon. He understood the nature of man. Kiruach echod yasem kekotn kagodol. There is a spirit, there is a trend, basically, which influences young and old. Doesn't make a difference. There's a certain trend. What is that trend? This is the Eitzer Hara Digi trend. The trend is, v'hu sulam, this is a type of a ladder, lahamid b'avodes Hashem, v'lotzeis mederach hachayim. How is that? What is that way? The way is as follows. Vehu ki bi'asoyis odom mitzvahs Hashem beis oy gimel kasher tavoyeno. When a person is mekayim mitzvahs Hashem, two or three mitzvahs, umagam, and especially im yachziku ba'achas mikol mitzvahs Hashem b'tmidus u'b'sriz, especially if a person excels very much in a particular mitzvah, yivoleid bohem hoylode ro, it creates a laxity. A person says, you know, I'm an accomplished person, I maybe did enough, I'm doing this mitzvah with all my might. I'm doing this particular mitzvah with so much mesiras nefesh. So maybe I can rest, maybe I can sit back, and maybe leave some other mitzvahs for others. In other words, do I have to build the entire world myself? In other words, some mitzvahs I'll do to perfection, to the extent of my ability. And listen, there's a whole Torah out there. So let Reuven do some of the mitzvahs, and I'll be satisfied in doing as much as I can do in one area of mitzvahs. He says, what happens is, this is a natural tendency which creates, he says, a hoilodo ro'o. It's a hoilodo ro'o lihisasel, to become lazy. Bishar ha-mitzvahs ha-boim li-yodo. Uma gam, especially, now imagine even more. Im yu bi-yodom kama ve-kama ma-mitzvahs, she-temole nafshim b'ktasim ha-mitzvahs, especially if you have a lot of mitzvahs. Right? So he says, avadon avadon, you're going to feel fulfilled and say, it's enough, I did what I did. There's no reason that I have to break my back to try to be mekayim all of the tiring mitzvahs. I did my chelik, so to speak. Umam oidis is posa nega zeh. He says, unfortunately, this nega means this faulty way of thinking is spread. Befrad belave. He says, had hoilchem mitayrus Hashem lahavzois hamitzvahs hakalois. When it comes to the easy mitzvahs, those mitzvahs are the first, right? To be able to be to receive the brunt, you know, of this idea of thinking, to be left out. If anything, I'll do the so-called important mitzvahs that I believe to be important. Especially, he says, Beroisam, when you see, sometimes, as we see, we learn by example, you see Talmid HaChachamim, also, certain mitzvahs they are lax in. So you say to yourself, I don't have to be better than him. He points out, Beroisam, when they see Shem Loim de Toiru Mekayimim Roiva mitzvahs, that's enough. Zehu HaSoivev, he says, Yisurei Huanoshim, Yemayit Kevoidom, Yerbi Ganoisim, Yishpalodom, Yesichish, let's leave that out. So he says as follows, Vashalozeh. So therefore now he says, comes Moshe Rabbeinu and he gives Musa. And Moshe Rabbeinu says as follows, Vomar. Kol ha-mitzvah. He says, kol ha-mitzvah. There's only one mitzvah. That we don't have 613 separate mitzvahs. The 613 mitzvahs are part of one corporation. When you have a corporation, you have one body. The same way when you look at a minyan is called a tzibur. The Rogachover says in Sofnes Paneach, you know what the meaning of a tzibur is? Itzibur is not 10 yechidim. Itzibur, he says, is one entity, consists of 10 people. But once you have itzibur, we don't look at them as 10 individuals. We look at them as a body, as one body. And therefore, if you have one body, you cannot tear it apart limb by limb, because it's one body. If you have 10 individuals, you can get rid of one. But being that itzibur consists of a total entity of itzibur, all 10 are one entity, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, all of the Tayag mitzvahs are one mitzvah. It's one body of a mitzvah. And the same way that a person will never agree when it comes to his own body. A person does not make a cheshbon, I have 613 Eivarim. He doesn't look at it, it's 613 separate organs. I thought I might as well sell one off. No person will sell even the smallest Eivar. Unless it has to be a life-threatening situation. No person. Nobody willing to give up any organ, the slightest organ, because it's all part of one body. We don't look at it as individual organs. The Torah is the same way. There's no mitzvah that you can consciously live out. Because kol ha-mitzvah, not mitzvahs. Rechaim HaKadosh and Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to stress to you, kol ha-mitzvah, that all the mitzvahs are one. And look what he says. He says, kol ha-mitzvah. Yichas l'klolis ha-toyim, Moshe Rabbeinu is being miyachas the entire Torah, the mitzvah achas. The relationship of all the mitzvah means that they are like one mitzvah. V'tziva al-kula. Everything is commanded, lebal yite b'shigyo in aniska, not to make the mistake as mentioned. What's the tam? How does he explain it? What is the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu gives? Now look what he says. Benosan tam, che'en olav tshuva, gives you a reason that you cannot reject any single mitzvah, which is, he says, it's irrefutable. It's en olav tshuva. What is the irrefutable reason? The Omar, he says, laman tichyun. What does laman tichyun mean? Nischavim b'mamar tichyun al derech oymorom. The Zohar HaKadosh says, now you see what the Tanya says. The Zohar says, Ki ba'odom yesh remachei vorem mishasagidim. Right? A person has remachei vorem mishasagidim u'kenegdom bodvar Hashem, lishmar, right? Corresponding to the organs of the body. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the exact same number. So you have lishmar shesah mitzvahs loisasei, 365 loisasei, v'remach mitzvahsasei. V'ni yishar odom, imagine, says Zohar HaKadosh. Let's take the human body, which has the same amount and the same diverse amount of organs, Ramach Evorim, Shesogidim. Imagine coming to a person, Bevoyal Evroi Gid, Echot, Eze Mechish, Oimachoi. If a person has pain, even in one Evor alone, or he has pain in one Gid, he says, V'yitzak Liboi, Oi, Boi, Bavoi, right? And he cries. cries out in pain, from his pain. I mean, will it be acceptable if someone says to him, hey, listen, so you have pain in one neighbor. Look, but 99% of the rest of your body is not pain. It's painless. So you can suffer pain in one neighbor. Nobody will accept that as an answer. They'll say to him, listen, you have Ramach Eivorim, so you have pain in one neighbor. You still have 247, that's fine. I mean, all the 248 have to feel good. So one won't work. One will be deficient. You'll have problems with one neighbor. Certainly no one will accept such an answer, he said. If a person says, Bemoir Loi, a person says to him, Aloy Lucho Ramach Eivorim, Umehem Ramaz Shleimim. So what? So you have Ramaz, Resh Mem Zayim, 247, which are Shleimim. Im Chelik Ramach Yechlo. He says, and if a chelik of the Ramach becomes sick, ain royal le kavel al zeh, so it's not kedai to cry over it. You still have so many other quite healthy Eivorim. No problem. He says, no one will accept that answer. So Rechaim HaKodesh, the same thing is with the Ramach Mitzvah. Not enough to say I have 247. So I'm missing one. Can't say that. Because each mitzvah corresponds to an aver in the body. The same way that a person will not allow to accept one single aver, minus, he wants all of the Ramach Eivorim, the same way the mitzvah. Because, as explains the relationship, that the Zedim in Shemir HaMitzvah, that the Zedim of Shemir HaMitzvah Shehem, Miuchadim Kneged Eivorim, he says, Bahagidim, when a person is over and is mavatl one of them, he says, Yafil what happens is really when one aver also, when one aver is sick, many times it affects the entire body or affects the neighboring aver and so on. He says that's the same exact same thing. He says, v'zadim yishmir tamitzah sheheim yuchodim keneged v'ivorim v'agidim kishodim over u'mavatl achat meheno. He says, in other words, what he's saying is that each mitzvah corresponds to an aver. And if a person is aver on one mitzvah, then there's a deficiency in his physical aver, which corresponds to that mitzvah. So a person doesn't want to be a balmum when it comes to his guf. When it comes to his body, he doesn't want to be a balmum. He does not want to allow to dissect even a single aver. But you're doing that. Because if you're missing any particular mitzvah, that mitzvah now is not capable of fueling and giving the chiyus to the corresponding aver. So in fact, what you are doing, you are destroying a chelik of your avarim each time that you omit a mitzvah that corresponds. And no person is willing to give up an aver of his body, and yet he's doing so by not being mekayim particular mitzvahs which correspond to that aver. So it goes on to say, kishem shein tshuva, same way that you tshuvas, riyas ramaz, same way that the answer of saying that I have 247 healthy avarim, Moyeles lahavi hergish ke'ev o'ever, they will not remove, right, the pain. Tashvum ramach, in exchange of the ramach, won't help you to say, I have enough. K'moykein lo yashlimu ramaz mitzvahs asei lechesro in ho'echod tashvum ramach. Can't make it up by saying, I have enough. K'moykein lo yashlim shmira shin samagdalad mitzvahs loisese. Same thing in the area of the loisese. 364 is not enough. Lebitl achas tashvum shiso, right, in exchange of the 365. The humamar, this is what the pasuk means. Kol ha-mitzvah perish b'kol u'seo shleyechsa kol shebiyotcha la'atzois tishmul la'atzois. Make sure that all of the time mitzvah, it's mitzvah l'shin yochid. What's the riot? As he says, perish b'meloises b'meitzvah. Why? V'atam l'man tichyu unzeh tol izeh b'zeh, because your life depends on it. Your remach evorim correspond to those mitzvah. So that's what the l'man tichyu is saying, that being that your remach evorim, l'man tichyu means your life, your physical life. Your physical life corresponds to the same Ramach Mitzvah. So anytime there's a deficiency in a Mitzvah, invariably there's going to be a deficiency also in that Aver that corresponds. You don't want a deficiency in your Aver. No one accepts that excuse. I have enough. I have Ramaz. In the same way, you cannot accept that there should be a Chisaron of any of the Mitzvahs. The person has to do his utmost to try to be Mekayim all of the Tariag Mitzvahs. Because Laman Tichyun. Because the Mitzvah corresponds to your Chiyur, to your own life. And you know in your physical life it's not acceptable. Well, the mitzvahs correspond to that aver as well, to each and every aver. Mamela, kol ha-mitzvah, you have to realize that all the Tariag mitzvahs really are one mitzvah. What we want to do is, just to show you, the Tanya himself, we're going to skip number 3, Reb Chaim Vital, really. Reb Chaim Vital actually points out that the same way that we have established Tariag mitzvahs, we have established there a Tariag, Eivorim, Shesagidim, Ramach Eivorim, and we also said in the Neshama, which the Tanya pointed out, the Eivorei HaNefesh. That's really is mentioned here, B'chaim Vital and Shari Kedusha. But I want to show you the Tanya himself in Shulchan Aruch Harav. As you know, the Tanya wrote the Shulchan Aruch. says in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's frightening words, Rabbi Isai here. Look what he writes here. If you remember, the Tanya says the neshama needs its levushim. The Tanya says the neshama needs levushim on three levels. B'maisa, do all the mitzvahs you can b'maisa, do all the mitzvahs you can b'machshava, do all the mitzvahs you can b'dibur. What happens if you don't? Look what the Tanya says, and this is Hilchos Talmud Torah. Notice Hilchos Talmud Torah, this is halacha now. This is not chassidus, this is not esoteric stuff. This is Hilchos Talmud Torah, this is Tanya wrote it in Shulchan Aruch. He writes it in Hilchos Talmud Torah, it says as follows. V'chein amru chachmei o'emes. Shekol nefesh mi Yisrael. The Balaam and Kabbalim have told us that every neshama tzricha lovoi b'gilgulim rabim. The neshama will have to, again, be reincarnated, transmigration of the soul. After the soul departed, it will have to come down again many times. Achitekayim kol atayeg mitzvahs b'maise dibur u'b'machshove. Which means that even if you were successful at doing all the maises b'maise, but you didn't do it b'dibur, you didn't do it b'machshove, it has to be on three levels. And the Tanya explains here in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in the same way as he did in the Tanya, as we learned, how do you express dibur machshove? What are you supposed to be doing with dibur machshove? Dibur machshove hu limud hilchaseim. By learning the halachas, al derech shomru chachomim, al posik zois teiras achatos, zois teiras achatos. Sometimes you bring a carbon physically, sometimes you learn the parish of the carbonos, and by learning the parish of the carbonos, it's as if you brought the carbon. Zois teiras achatos, shekolo oisik b'teiras achatos, kilu chuli, kilu hikriv achatos. In addition to that, say the Chachmei Oemes. What do they say? Shekol nefesh tzricha l'tikuna, lasik b'pardes. That's also what the Tanya said. In the area of machshav, it means that a person's supposed to learn Torah on four levels, according to his capabilities. True, we don't demand of a person more than he's capable. But we ourselves know that we are capable of doing a little more than possibly that we're doing. So Mamela, the Chachmei Oemes say that every nefesh needs its tikkun to be oisik in pardes, means in pshat, and in remes, and in drush, and in soid. Kifi ma shehi yochoylu lahasik v'leida. Yes. According to what it's capable of being masik, right, of understanding. Now look what the Tanya says. If you're not capable, fine. It's not going to be demanded of you. But v'chol mi sheyochol lahasik v'leida harbe. But a person who in fact is capable of knowing much more, but his atzel, but he was lax, lazy, v'loy hisik v'yoda elo ma'at, tzorech lovoy b'gilgul, ad shiyasik v'yeda kol ma she'efzer l'shmosoy l'hasik. It's a very, very indictment situation. Next week we'll elaborate a little bit to make it a little easier. You know, these are very tough words. What I want to do is very quickly, I just want to show you. You all know the story of Hillel and Ger, which is a beautiful combination, and this is going to make it a little easier. Well, by the way, sort of like temper with the Tanya just said now in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, to make it a little easier, to some extent. Also sort of like to neutralize it a little bit. And this is what Yisrael Machmoshe brings you. We all know the famous story with the Ger coming to Hillel, right? But he made one condition. He says, yes, I'd like to convert, but he said, Gareni Amanas, you teach me the entire Torah al regel achas. Now, you don't have to be a big Talmud Chochem to know it's impossible to learn anything al regel achas, let alone kol ha-Torah kula. What did the Ger try to do? What did he mean? Teach me the entire Torah al regel achas. So let's go very quickly through these Machmoshe. It reads very quickly. Okay, this is in Pasha Shemoyz, this is Machmoshe. This is in the middle of the piece. He says, V'hanerli, he says, Dine b'beish mulachrin. Beish mulachrin is a very well-known sefer on Drush. As you see, the Mr. Machmoshe himself brings it down. Dine b'beish mulachrin, he says, Kosov l'parish, Hodisa b'msech t'shabbos. Ve'echot shabol if neshamai. First he came to Shamai and he said, Gai reini amalash, Zom deinu kol toiru kulik shani yomil al regel. Achar, echot. Shamai couldn't take it. He says, Shamai didn't even bother with him. Doch v'yabamas abinyan, he pushed, he threw him away. Should be other. In other words, he had a stick in his hand, which he used to measure something, you know, into binyan, to measure he just pushed him where he side with it. Odal kamadi, Hillel, Gairoi. Hillel was a Megairim. What did Hillel do? Omalois, famous words of Hillel. Kol ma'da aloch sani. Whatever you hate to be done to yourself, l'chavroch le'savit. Don't do to others, as he say, don't do unto others, you know, that which you don't want done to yourself. In other words, v'haftol re'acho kamoicho, that's kol ha'teru kula. Now, what does that mean? It's a beautiful thought. It's preached by everywhere. All religion, by the way, preach that. But how does that encompass kol ha'teru kula? How does Hillel say that? How does Hillel say this to the Ger, that this is kol ha'teru kula? So he says, Vihine Tumoy Moid, let that line. Skip the line. Vihine Tumoy Moid, Alagera Ze, Ma Rolish Tuse, Loimashlam Denoka Toyra Kulikishu Oimel Al Regal Echot, Void Kosher. And then what's the answer? Ech Nichla Kolatoyra be Mitzvah Vahafta Reacha Kamoicho, Perish Rashi Dochi, Rashi says it means Vahafta Reacha Kamoicho, Zekal Godel Batoyra, and so on. Perish Huzal says the Beish Mulachre. We just saw that in the Tanya. The person is to try to be Mekayim all the Tayyig Mitzvahs, otherwise they may have to be Megulgul and come down this world again. Second life. A third life. But the Ger didn't want to come down again. The Ger says, give me an Eitzah how I can be Mekayim Kol HaToyra Kula in one lifetime. Regel Echad means in the first try. I should have to come down again. That's what he meant. Didn't mean standing on one foot. Regel some loshen sholish regolim. Three times. Right? 3 times a year. Sholish regolim. Doesn't mean a foot. 3 opportunities. I want it in 1 opportunity. I want to be able. Give me an eitzah. I don't want to be Megulgul again. Send off 1 5 times. Who needs more than one? He says, send off once. So that's the idea of regel echot. And he wants to sit in Gan Eden very comfortably. He doesn't have to come down again, this world again, go through everything. The regel huloshim pam. Regel means is the loshim of pam, is time, one time. Kemoi, as we find Sholish Regolim, 3 times. He wanted regel echad, 1 time, meaning without Gilgul. V'zeh oimru, that's what he meant. Gaireini, give me an eitzah how to become a yid. Now, once I'm standing in this world now. But it's Tarak Shuvlis Galgul. So Shammai Dokva Damas Abinyan. He says it's impossible. Shammai says, I can't give you a single Eitzah. No Eitzah. You may have to come down more than once. The Zed Dover Shevshir. The Harei Ein Yochel Akai Mitzvahs Koyan. First of all, many mitzvahs apply to a Koyan. In this lifetime, you're not a Koyan. Maybe next lifetime, you will be a Koyan. Certain mitzvahs only apply to a Levi. Certain mitzvahs only apply to Mancha Beis Amigdash Kayim, and so on and so forth. There's mitzvahs Yibum. What can you do if you have no mitzvahs Yibum? You're not a master of Yibum, Baruch Hashem. So, you lost that mitzvah Yibum. That's not Shayach in one lifetime to be Mekayim all the Tariq mitzvahs, he's telling him. V'hine Yisa B'Sfarim brings down the Yisa Machmoshe B'Shem the Beis Shemul Achrim. The Sfarim say, the Misha Mekasher Atzmoim Kolechot Mi'Yisrael Kenafshoi. A Yid who connects with every Yid through the medium of Achdus. A Yid who is part and parcel of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Harei Nechshev Kiguf Achas Im Kol Yisrael. Then he's one body. V'chol Ma'ashev Mekayim Echon Mi'Yisrael Kilu Kayim Hu. So here's another, a new idea being advanced. The Tzibur of Klal Yisrael certainly can be Mekayim. Collectively, we all can be Mekayim Tarik Mitzvah. Maybe not as individuals. If we are basically Ba'achdus, one Yid is Ba'achdus with another, and Klal Yisrael is a unified body, a unified entity, then my mitzvah is attributed and credited to somebody else, and his mitzvah is also credited to me, because it's like one body being mekayim all of the mitzvahs. So what Hillel said, in fact, v'zeh asher heshiv lo Hillel, kol ma da'aloch sam nalachach v'loisavoy, don't do unto others that you don't want to do to yourself, because somebody else should be like yourself. The attitude, the relationship you have with others should be as if they were you. The same thing that you wouldn't do certain things to yourself, don't do it to somebody else either. Because the other yid, in your eyes, should be viewed as being part of yourself. If you can develop that attitude, and you can live up to this hashkofet, where you're machshev each and every yid as yourself, then all of the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael perform, each and every yid, is also credited to you. Chol ma'asher mekayim, right, so Memilu comes out, right, as he says later, right? So he says, so shebe mitzvah sheyata chavercha teitzei dei choivotcha gam ato. At kan devorov, that's enough just over here. We'll be mamshich next week, but here at least we have a shtickle idea. So here when the Tanya tells us if we're not mekayim taki the tayag mitzvahs, we have to come down begilgul, as it's pointed out in the Chachmir Emes. But possibly there's an eitzah. For mekayim the eitzah of Hillel, that a yid taki lives be'agdis, and a yid understands that Klal Yisrael is a unified body, and he shows it with his actions, he lives up to that hashkafah, then he can get out and escape from the medium of Gilgal, because Klal Yisrael is one body and all of the mitzvahs performed in each and every yid are attributed again to himself as well.